Here in Washington, the famous cherry blossoms hit peak bloom on Sunday, blanketing parts of the Capitol with pink and white flowers. And there was a crowd. According to Instagram, our own Ari Shapiro was among the tourists. I had to take somebody to the airport, and the fastest route circled around the masses who were taking in the scene, getting one last chance to see the blossoms as they have been. Because of the thousands of cherry trees, more than 100 will soon be cut down to adapt to rising sea levels. Jacob Fenston has the story.
Amit Gandhi is visiting D.C. from Florida with his family. Like any good tourists, they stop and take selfies at the tidal basin. It's an inlet in the Potomac River surrounded by blossoming cherry trees. But the bench they're sitting on isn't next to the water. It's actually in the water.
It's kind of sad. I mean, we are taking pictures here, you know, because it seems interesting because, you know, there are benches in the middle of the water.
The Gandhis are holding their feet up and there are ducks swimming around the bench. This is not some freak flood. In fact, it happens every day. Mike Litterst is a spokesperson for the National Park Service.
During high tide, every day, twice a day, that sidewalk, that walkway go underwater.
There are two forces working together to undermine the tidal basin and the trees and monuments around it. First, the land has been sinking. It was built using mud dredged up from the Potomac River bottom, and it's settled by about 5 feet over the past century. At the same time, the water level has gone up by more than a foot because of climate change.
Combining those two factors, you now have water 6 feet above where the seawall was originally designed to keep it out from.
Later this spring, the Park Service will break ground on a project to raise portions of the walkway around the basin. Officials project it will be high enough to withstand about a century of future sea level rise, and it's engineered so they can build on top of it if needed. But it will require cutting down about 140 of the iconic cherry blossom trees, including the most famous one, Stumpy.
I just fell in love with Stumpy. I saw him and I looked him up 2 years ago and found out he has a Facebook page.
Debbie Swope is an 8th grade history teacher visiting from Oregon. Stumpy is a survivor. At high tide, the tree's trunk is submerged in water and much of it's rotted out. But each spring, the tree's 3 or 4 branches burst into flower. Stumpy and the other low-lying trees will be torn out to make way for construction equipment. But clippings from the famous tree will be sent to the National Arboretum to propagate new trees. Stumpy will be mulch, but the tree's memory and scrappy genetics will live on. For NPR News, I'm Jacob Fenston.